I bring you greeting from the Kutuwa Band of Cherokees, my people, the Colorado chapter of the American Indian Movement, of which I'm a part, from Gwarthy Las, otherwise known as Leonard Peltier, who tonight as I speak to you, sits in a cage at a federal prison in Leavenworth, Kansas, not for anything, anyone, including even his prosecutor at any point in the last 15 years, perhaps more, has been prepared to say they actually believed he did, but rather as a symbol of the arbitrary ability of the federal government of the United States to repress the legitimate aspirations to liberation of indigenous people within its claimed boundaries, right here in the good old USA. Having said that, I'd also like to say that I'm speaking for none of them tonight. I'm speaking as Ward Churchill, not as AIM, not as Cherokee, not as a spokesperson for Leonard Peltier, but just as a human being to human beings, straight up and to the issue. The event was billed, Pacifism as Pathology, which is the title of a book that I did in collaboration with Ed Mead and Mike Ryan. Now, I'm assuming that there's a good number of people in here who have already read the book. And I'm also aware that those of you who have not certainly can. As Ramsey pointed out, it's on sale right out there. Looks just like this. As you can tell, it's not a terribly large book, and so it's not a terribly long read. I therefore do not propose to recapitulate what it is verbatim that's in the book. You can follow the baseline arguments by reading the text. And there have been some events that have occurred since we originally planned this particular event. They occurred in September, on the 11th, as a matter of fact, which changes the context of a lot of what I might have said in any event. I'm going to just go full bore in that particular direction, engage in a little challenge. What I want to do is basically line out an argument here as rapidly as possible and turn it into exchange. Comments, which do not extend to speeches. Okay, Q&A, spit wads, brick bats, whatever nonviolent things might be coming my way as a result of what it is that I might say. See where we end up. So, that's the general drill that's on hand.